All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I'm here with EJ Moreno. He is a film critic, actually a Rotten Tomatoes official film critic. He's representing FlickeringMyth.com. Welcome, EJ, to Geek Culture Congress.
Thank you for that Rotten Tomatoes plug there. It just makes me sound that much
yes,
cooler.
Yes,
yeah, it helps.
Gotta,
it helps.
We talk to official people here, you know, so we got to make it sound
yes.
official, you know?
Yeah, I like
much
that.
As
I like
possible.
that.
So, EJ, you got to check out Godzilla. I forget what the subtitle is. It's Godzilla
King
2,
of the
right? Yeah,
Monsters.
King of the
Yep,
Monsters.
Godzilla 2.
I want to say Wrath of the Monsters for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, Wrath of Khan, Wrath of the Monsters. It's fine. Something nerdy. We all get it.
So give us your spoiler-free review, how you feel about it. It hasn't been surviving a lot of people's reviews online, what I've been reading. So give us your non-filter review. There you go.
Oh, I feel bad for it because I feel like people are going in critiquing it way harder than they would another film. And it's kind of confused me. But overall, I love this movie.
Yeah.
I come in with a bias of liking big monster movies already.
Right.
This is kind of right up my alley.
Uh-huh.
So it worked, though. I think it had good emotions, good action. I mean, the visuals and the action are top notch. And we got some acting from these monsters as well.
Really?
Godzilla, Ghidorah, Mothra. They actually have, like
emotions?
Stories.
Like
yeah,
emotions?
Emotions and stories. And Godzilla every now and then will give that look of, like, you tried it. You really just tried me. And, you know, I like that. I think it gives the movie more fun. And it's campy. And I like that as well. As
well,
it
I mean, it's
doesn't
Godzilla.
Take
I mean, what do they expect? You know, they expect, like, a Shakespearean drama or something?
The last Godzilla falls into that Christopher Nolan era where everything was a little bit more serious.
Right.
So this one is a little bit more like, you know what? We have a monster movie with giant monsters. Enjoy. I enjoyed, and I'm happy for it. I really enjoyed it
a lot. Like a WWE fight, you know? That's what we're there for, right?
Well, you know, I'm not a WWE supporter. There's other wrestling companies but you know, I'm not going to do my bias here for that. No. No, but it is. It's like watching a WrestleMania match and being like, well, that had a lot of fighting and choreographed violence. I'm like, that's what we're, you know, when
that's
they're
what
like,
for,
this,
right?
This movie has too much monster fighting. I'm like, what was it? Did you expect like Batman v Superman, a good dry drama? Like, what did we want?
Exactly. So give us your final, you know, your final spoiler for review. If you want to get into some details without spoiling it, go ahead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is a great follow-up to that 2014 film. It follows Godzilla after that movie, beat all these big Muto monsters and went into hibernation. And this is him 4 years after hibernation trying to figure out what the hell our world is doing. Like, he's waking up like, what are we doing again? You know, we're trying to wake up monsters in this movie to bring quote-unquote balance back to the world. It's a very Thanos plot where I'm like, that's sure, that works for you. Like, you know, the villains in this movie are trying to do this very like, this is our way of fixing stuff, and I'm like, don't do that, don't wake up Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. It's cool, like
a destroy everybody kind of solution.
It is, you know, they think we should bring balance and clean out all the bad. I'm like, that also includes you. Like, you know, you can't release a big monster to the world and it only attacks one little area. So that's what it was interesting to see that, you know, I don't want to say it's like a military terrorist plot, but, you know, you see that these monsters, you can't control big weapons.
Yeah.
Any weapon of mass destruction from a bomb.
Weapons, right?
Yeah, biological, anything like this, you can't control. Yeah. And it was a good message, and you felt that throughout the whole movie. I really enjoyed the ride of it. I just kind of sat there, like, my review on YouTube, I was just like, I could sit here staring blankly at the screen, and it's going to get that feeling across of, it's a spectacle, it's a big event movie, and we've only had one this year. Like, Endgame was our only big event movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one of the year.
So what would you say to somebody who says, man, I read all those online critics, and, you know, I don't know about this movie. What would you say to them, EJ?
It's hard because I never want to say a critic is wrong. They watch their movie. They
Yeah,
feel
they
their
feel their
way.
way, right?
Yes, but also at the same time, if you're not into monster movies, you're not going to be so, this isn't going to change your mind.
Just
But
not your
if,
cup of tea. It's like if
yes,
I don't like horror movies, I'm just not gonna like it, period.
which
Could
I
be the best
wish
horror
some
movie in the
people
world, right?
yes, and I wish some people would realize that, like, not everything's for everyone. I didn't love Booksmart. It's not my type of movie. But this one I did. So it
Right.
was really cool to see this, and I thought it was so refreshing. And yeah, look, if you're not into it, you're not into it. But if you have any little bit of a desire, you're going to be satisfied.
Dope, dope. So give us your five being, end game quality and our, the best movie ever, to a one being the what did you just watch rating.
I always love a good rating. I'm gonna give this as a fan a 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's harsh.
As a cinema, as a film critic, 3.4. 3.5 kind of. That, like, I'll take that half a point off because it's not, the most polished cinematic adventure. But I didn't
And
need
if you're a
that.
Godzilla fan, like you
If
live
you're a
and breathe
Godzilla
it.
fan, it's like that near perfect score.
Oh
Like,
wow,
it is exactly
okay.
what a Godzilla fan would want.
All right, cool, very cool. So, thank you, EJ. Thank you for your time, and go ahead and plug away everywhere where they can check you out at.
You can find me on YouTube, EJ Marino. I do a show called About Last Night on there, where
Okay.
I talk about the movie I saw last night. And I'm also on flickeringmyth.com. I do articles, reviews, and everything on there, even a podcast. So
Dope.
Flickering Myth and my own YouTube, just find me by my name.
All right, thank you so much for your time, EJ. And go check out Godzilla Rise of the Monsters.
Oh no, come on, King of the
Oh, King of the
Monsters.
Monsters, there you go.
That's the King of the
See,
Monsters.
I was looking, I was like, give me the cue, EJ. I'm gonna remember his name again. King of the Monsters, Godzilla 2, in theaters now this weekend. Go check it out. Approved by EJ. All
Yes.
right, thank you so much for being with us here on Geek Culture Congress. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.